The competition is supported by Performance Today, a daily guided tour of music and concerts from around the world. Find out more about Performance Today and give them a listen. Head to yourclassical.org, again, that's yourclassical.org, and then click on Performance Today. What you're hearing now is a viral video that spread across the internet before YouTube existed. I'm talking 2004, when one of the most popular user-generated video sites was E-Bombs World. The video? It's a guy playing a Super Mario medley on the piano, blindfolded.
That video got millions of views, and from that video I got many invitations to perform at video game conventions and video game-themed events.
Martin Leung got so famous from this video that he's now known as the video game pianist. He was 17 at the time he made it. But like, why?
Well, it was filmed by my friend Luigi, and so...
Wait, is his name really Luigi?
Yeah, his name is Luigi, and he happens to have the same last name as me, but we're not related. So, yeah, Luigi and I recorded at his apartment on his piano, his Kawaii piano. So we just recorded in one take, and the phone rang when I was playing the Air Platform theme. And when I was playing it, I heard the phone ring. I was like, oh no, maybe it's in the recording. But I just kept on playing, and then it went fine. So,
can you hear the phone?
Yeah, it was like pretty loud.
So when he was asked to play at all these video game conventions around the country, he had to build up a repertoire. That's from one of my favorite video games ever, Final Fantasy VII. And Martin's kind of a video game nerd too.
I remember playing the Game Gear, the Sega Genesis, the Super Nintendo, so... I enjoyed playing video games, and
Hold up, you have time to play video games?
This was back in elementary school and, in middle school. So I just have a capacity of picking up melodies by ear. So when I play the video game, I would just play the melody on the piano and the harmony, and my friends would be surprised, and they'd be happy to hear the music. So, I mean, same with TV shows. Like, I'd watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and play all the sound effects of the music.
Like, what's a sound effect?
So this is when Regis Philbin asks the final answer, goes like... If you get it right, it goes like this. Or if you get it wrong, it goes like this. And then we have the phone a friend.
And it wasn't just video game soundtracks or TV music cues that Martin was able to pick up by ear. He and his sister Leanne, who's also a pianist, would mimic real-life sound effects on the piano.
Oh, they used to do the flushing toilet sounds, too.
That's their mom, Alice.
These two. The sound of a toilet flushing on the piano. And he would fool me by doing the doorbell. He would...
Yeah.
I'd be upstairs and I thought someone was at the front door.
Go
on,
go to the door. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you're a jerk, Martin.
But it wasn't all fun and games for Martin and Leanne. They've both taken piano lessons since elementary school, juggling homework and a social life on top of it. And they weren't the only ones putting in the time.
I think the hardest part was probably the driving. I'm not so keen about driving. I put a lot of miles on my car. A month after Martin graduated from high school, I sold my beaten-up car to a car mechanic for $500. I mean, it was that much.
Where were you driving to?
From Irvine to Cerritos. Well, first we had teachers in Irvine, but eventually Cerritos, and then to downtown L.A. I'd have to drive to USC for some master classes. Yeah, Colburn School. When Leanne did stuff like that. And then I always allowed an hour just to make sure that we would get there. It didn't take that long, but I wouldn't want to miss a lesson, right? So, and fortunately, traffic wasn't as bad as it is today. But nonetheless, it just became a routine. When I look back on it, I think, you know, how could I have done that? But that's what you do, you know. It's important. And I wasn't a drop-off mom either. You know, if you go like soccer, you just drop your kids off and let them play, and then somebody else in the carpool might pick them up. But with piano, it's kind of the teacher, the parent, and the student. You kind of work together because it's such hard work. It's isolated work to become a high-level musician.
All that practice paid off. Martin made the initial cut for the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition this year. But he started preparing at an early age.
Before they did competitions, I would have them do recitals at home. They'd get all dressed up, and I'd bring down their teddy bears, and I put the teddy bears and stuffed animals on the sofa in these small chairs, and they had to do all their bows and stuff like this and clap, 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 and they play their music. So eventually when they went out in public and did it, it was like being at home. I have this really precious picture of them. Just they're all dressed up and smiling before their first competition. That's with you with your red tie and the black slacks and the black and white print shirt. And
oh, Leanne, we're standing in front of the grass.
Yeah, and standing in front of the grass.
Yeah, next to the neighbor's house.
Yeah, you guys were all dressed up.
Mm-hmm. Martin entered his first competition when he was in kindergarten. It was a local competition in the L.A. Orange County area. And he still remembers the piece he played.
He was barely five.
Yeah.
That was in November. And you had just turned, or maybe six, was it? Five or six, you had just turned that age, and that was your first gold medal that you got. It was really precious.
Do you remember that experience?
I remember one time saying, oh, I want to win like 30 gold medals because that was one of my goals because I enjoyed the competition and winning the gold medal. Because if you got second place, you get a blue ribbon. And, and I really wanted the gold medal, and I thought it was real gold, but obviously it wasn't real gold. And, that sort of thing.
I remember that. And at the same time, Martin was doing competitive chess. So we had to decide at one time, would it be chess or music? And so we went on weekends, we were going to these chess tournaments that lasted all day. Right, Martin? Wouldn't they start at 9 in the morning?
They'd have many rounds. And the time control would be like 30 minutes a game or something. And so it would just be like all the rounds would be bunched in one day and it would just take the whole day.
Yeah, I think like 9 to 5. And eventually I didn't go because Dad would drive you. It lasted the whole day. Mm-hmm. But I was so nervous at home because Martin would call me. This was before cell phones. He'd go to a payphone after every round and say, and give me the results. And I was thinking, oh, my goodness, if he doesn't make it, what's going to happen?
You know, every time the phone rings.
So I'm waiting there for it. I couldn't leave the house.
No right, right, there's no text. Oh, yeah.
I should have gone, you know.
Obviously, he chose piano over chess. And he's definitely been successful, at least on the viral video side of things. But applying to the Cliburn was a necessary step to get his classical career started.
I decided to apply just when the application deadline was coming up, because of the age limit. If I didn't apply, then maybe later in life I'd wonder what if had I applied and what would have happened. So I decided to go for it.
So he made an audition tape. It's required for all applicants. A 35-minute video of them playing a selection of pieces. ...290 people applied, and 146 pianists got accepted, Martin being one of them.
The Van Cliburn is the gold standard for launching many music careers for piano, and that's what I hope to achieve. And, of course, winning the competition is not easy by any stretch of the imagination. And the saying goes, anything that's easy to get, it's not worth getting. So I think I enjoy the challenge too, and I'm a competitive person, and I want to become a better classical musician.
The downside, though, is a person can win competitions and have no career. So it's a mix of many different factors. So much of this, is you don't even have to have talent to have a career in some cases. So you do it because you love it. That's what the teachers always say, right? You have to do it because you love it. That has to fuel you. And because if you look at the business side, and classical music is a business as much as rock, all the other genres, it's a business. So you have to love it.
Lindsay Gerritsen is another pianist who made the first cut. She's currently in a doctorate program at the University of Miami. And I called her up on Skype.
Hello?
And we start off with the basics. Hey, what's up, Lindsay? So where are you from?
I grew up in St. Louis.
Oh, cool. Do you have any siblings?
I have two sisters and a brother, and both my sisters are also professional musicians.
And her mom and dad also play music, too.
We used to actually do a lot of concerts around the country starting when I was 4. Well, they were doing it, even when I was younger, but I started to play with them as a group when I was 4. And I think we did that for, maybe 5-6 years after that. Yeah, so it was a really nice, special time to be able to do that.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. It is, and I don't want to use this cliche, but it is like the Partridge Family or like Brady Bunch. I'm sure you're so sick of it though.
No, it's okay. I think it's funny because it's true.
And when Lindsay embarked on her solo career, competitions became a regular part of life. But none of them matched up with her experience at the Clyburn 4 years ago.
Oh, the most intense by far, because just the amount of scrutiny that each contestant is under. I don't remember another competition where I was judged for my playing, just the amount of people watching online. Just the exposure. It's overwhelming because there's really not another setting, I think, that's really like Clyburn. Like, you're never going to do, I don't know. I just don't feel like as a professional pianist, you're really going to have another context in which you are so heavily scrutinized for one performance. And just the amount of people and opinions that are like kind of thrown at you. I mean, I just remember, getting messages from people I didn't know, commenting on my playing, my dresses, my hair, my shoes. I mean, just like the amount of scrutiny is kind of mind blowing. So that, I wouldn't trade that experience for anything, but it was really kind of overwhelming in some ways. Yeah.
Wait, so did they scrutinize your image as well?
My
like,
because
these people.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
And these are people online, like commenters online.
Oh, yeah. Online commentators. I remember. Okay, so for the preliminary round last competition, I think it's a little bit different for the upcoming competition and the layout of it. But last time, everybody played twice before any kind of elimination, which was great, instead of just playing once. And I remember walking off stage after my second performance. The first person I saw was a reporter who wanted to know where my dress and shoes came from. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Who are you wearing?
Yeah. I was like, I am just trying to recover from that intense experience. And you want to know where I got my shoes. Okay. Which was flattering. It's flattering because, it's great in one way because it makes you realize that like this is a cultural phenomenon in Texas, I think. And people just they're so excited about every aspect of the competition, the competitors.
So
it's encouraging, to know that people are so involved, you know, because a lot of people are saying classical music is dying, you know, which, okay, you can argue for or against that, but to know that people are so excited about what you're wearing, okay, if that's what it takes for people to be interested, okay.
Yeah. So what placement did you get for the year that you entered Van Clive?
I was in the preliminary, so there were 30 of us. And I believe they went down to 12 in the semifinals. Unfortunately, I didn't make that cut. So I think there were three rounds. So they went from 30 to 12 to 6. And, you know, understandably, that usually with competitions, that first cut is the biggest and it's the hardest to get through just because of the numbers. So, you know, I didn't take it that personally.
Yeah. And what kind of exposure did you get after entering the Van Cliburn competition in 2013?
A lot, I have to say. I mean, it was great because people I didn't know were contacting me, wanting to have me come play on their series. The orchestra contacted me. It was great. And that's why I also wouldn't trade that experience for anything, just because the exposure it gave me, I think, for every contestant that did it, whether they advanced, got a prize or not. Really invaluable, the amount of exposure that competition gives each contestant. And just like, you know, online, you know, it's so easy to go on YouTube or just find somebody if you've like heard their name or like, oh, I want to hear this person. What do they have? So I think a lot of people have done that with me, and that in itself, just having those performances from the Cliburn have been really helpful. You know, it's just, it means something.
While Lindsay got a lot of exposure the last time, she's looking to make it past the preliminary round and truly make a name for herself this year. Especially since this is her last chance. All right, our last contestant we're going to introduce is someone you met before.
My name is Jaemin Shin. I'm from South Korea.
He's the one who quit playing piano for 10 years. But then realized that it was the only thing he wanted to do in life. One of the people who helped him realize that was his piano instructor, Fabio Bedini.
Even if there are many people that they think today competitions are not as important as before, I am not one of them. I lived my life through competitions. I was lucky enough with competitions, and I am here today because of what I did in my youth.
Fabio was a finalist in the 1993 Cliburn competition. He's played with the most prestigious orchestras around the world, and he currently teaches at the Colburn School. Jaemin says, well, he's the best teacher he's ever had.
I remember the first thing he told me was the second movement of the Opus number 109, of Beethoven's Sonata. It starts with this kind of the song on the battlefield, something like that. And normally people just play without detaching each note, they just play like with the pedal.
So the notes are like sustaining over
exactly,
each other.
Exactly, yeah.
Can you play me that example?
The way I played before was like... But he told me to look carefully at the score, and I just looked at the score once more, and I just finally figured out that all those notes were supposed to be detached, because those soldiers on the battlefield, they just sing like each syllables strongly, right? And the score was written exactly like that.
Yeah.
All the notes were supposed to be detached.
Yeah, it's more pronounced.
Exactly.
It sounds less lazy, like the first version was lazy or something.
Right.
Jaemin's been studying with Fabio for about 4 years. And when he got the email from the Cliburn saying he made the first cut, he immediately told Fabio. But Fabio wasn't exactly overjoyed.
Well, he is not like showing so much reaction to you because he doesn't want his students to get like super excited or something like that, because he's worried if the student loses control over himself, right? So he just like stay focused.
Damn.
You still got a long way to go.
One thing is, I think you said you're 28.
Yeah, I'm 28.
So this is your last opportunity for Van Cliburn, right?
Right, yeah.
And if you want to be a performer, like, you have to enter these competitions.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks that competitions are basically one of the only ways to become, like, a really big performer, and you're coming close to an age where, like these are your last opportunities, right?
Right, yeah.
And do you ever think about that stuff? Or?
Oh, I have been thinking about it, of course, like, so much time. But I don't know. The less I think about it, the better for me it is, actually.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The more I think about it, then I get, like, enormous pressure, and I lose my concentration on the music.
Yeah.
The most important thing for me is just to be able to appreciate all this beauty of music,
yeah.
Beauty of art.
Yeah.
And just to clear out my mind, I try not to think about all these kind of facts.
There's a huge chance that Jamin might not make it to the next round. After all, the second cut goes from 146 pianists to 30. So how do you teach someone to cope with this immense amount of pressure?
The only way to prepare people is to prepare people for life, and not for competitions or for concerts. Of course, if they're planning to live with the instrument, with the music, competitions, and especially the Cliburn, needs to be done because of the exposure that you have. And needs to be done 100% well from the student side.
This idea of preparing for life, when did you learn that lesson yourself? It's not about the competition, it's about preparing for life.
Well, that's a great question. I'm trying to put myself in the dresses of my students. I most probably will be the last teacher of their preparation, of their education. And sooner or later, they will need to be able to open a score and say a Beethoven sonata, for instance, and say, I want to learn it, and I won't be there. So in the moment that the students, they finished with the institutions, with the Colburn, with Juilliard, with any kind of an institution, this is real life. And they find themselves, as I found myself, in the middle of a jungle. And you need to find a way to survive.
Tune in next time as we find out which of these contestants survive into the next round. The competition is hosted by me, James Kim. Producers are Cameron Kell and Alyssa Dudley. The outro music you're hearing is by Andrew Ethan. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
I'm Fred Child, the host of APM's Performance Today, your daily guided tour of concerts around the world. PT is glad to support this podcast, the competition. And by the way, I'll be there at the final round of the 2017 Van Cliburn competition. I'll be the MC for the awards ceremony on June 10th. Check out more from the Cliburn and from the classical scene around the planet. Go to yourclassical.org, click on Performance Today.